This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Don't forget, we have the Luchi Gonzalez show coming up at 1:30 today. We'll talk with him about their matchup against Montreal this weekend, Kevin. And we will also have Jesse Chavez on the show. We did a little interview with him earlier this morning. We'll catch up with him because that dude right there may be one of the most understated humorous people on the team.
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of people that have a very outgoing personality and they're really funny, really boisterous. He's not, but everything he throws is low key. And it's really fun to have a good conversation with that guy. I also have a list of trade candidates in the NFL that we're going to get to in just a moment. But Kevin and Mike, I saw Kevin Gray, who does the weekend shows here at 105.3 The Fan. By the way,
spring training?
No, I saw him on Twitter. He's on Twitter. I know he caught up with Dez, and that's a really cool interview. But he posted this audio from Mike McCarthy on how Mike McCarthy classifies players in the NFL. And this is I just thought this was a really interesting thought on what Mike McCarthy sees players being.
I have a hard time when people question the level of a professional football player, because they're all good players, every single one of them. You don't get into the room. You're not part of a 90-man roster being a guy. I mean, it's ignorant. It's a wrong way to look at it. Some players are better than others, but in my view, and this is how I speak to them, you have good players. You have good players that have great moments, and you have great players. To me, I'd classify the NFL player in those three categories. So, and the difference between a good player that has great moments and a great player is great players make people around them better all the time.
So I wanted to try to see if you guys could help me figure out which guys classify at the moment for this Cowboys team as good with great moments and great, because I love Jordan Lewis, right? But I don't know if he's a great player or a good player with great moments.
He's not a great player.
No.
There's no chance. We might only have one great player by that definition.
All right. That scares me. 877-881-1053. Let's take a look at the Cowboys roster. Who are the great players?
Zach Martin.
That's it?
I mean, if you go off of that definition and they make the people around them better, what other players on this team make the...
For his career, I think Tyron Smith.
But do you still think that now?
I'm really worried about his back and his body, and that's why I want to trade him.
And that's the thing. I'm saying now. You're right. Tyron Smith has been freaking awesome.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about this year.
I don't think so.
Well, and this is, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just going to bring up other names.
That's fine.
There are moments that Amari Cooper is great, but then the next game he is as bad as you can be.
And that's why I think he's a good player with great moments. I don't think he's a consistently great player because he doesn't show up all the time. I think to be great, you have to show up all the time. Like, J.J. Watt's not great anymore. When he's there, he's great, but he doesn't show up.
DeMarcus Lawrence.
I don't think he's great. I think he's a good player with great moments.
So great players make other people around them better.
Exactly.
And hold on real quick. Oh. DeMarcus Lawrence this year, no matter how good he was, he couldn't make his defensive line better. I don't know why. Because the defensive line was not good enough, despite he played like a beast without the sacks. And Kevin's argument is you can't fight against it because he's right. But without the sacks this year, he was still a really good defensive lineman. But the rest of the defensive line didn't benefit from it, and they didn't help him either. So nobody across that defensive line, I think, made anybody better this year, even if Robert Quinn was really good.
Yeah, I was just going to throw out the other side of it. Do you think DeMarcus Lawrence had anything to do with Robert Quinn's success?
To a certain extent, sure. I would agree with that. I think that might be the most compelling argument for him being great, but I don't think he had the greatness to back it up. Yeah. You know, like, he might have made Robert Quinn better, but he didn't back it up with his own level of greatness that I also think is necessary.
Well, I know if we had Michael Irvin on right now, he would say Ezekiel Elliott is great.
I disagree. I do.
I don't think Zeke showed up until late in the season.
And who does he make
physically
better?
Usually he makes Dak better.
Okay.
But
that's fair.
I don't think he showed up as the physical running back that he was until maybe the Rams game.
Yeah.
After the Bills game, that's when he finally showed up.
I think what I was disappointed most with Ezekiel Elliott this year, and kind of a little bit the year before, is when you watch a guy like Derrick Henry. I don't know why I always want to say Travis Henry. But when you watch a guy like Derrick Henry gets the same hole Ezekiel Elliott gets. Bam. They're there, 5 to 10 yards, because the hole was there. And I get it. Like, to Kavanaugh's point, if the hole's not there, running backs are worthless for the most part. Is then Derrick Henry can then make a dude miss and then outrun everybody for a 60, 70-yard touchdown. This year, for the most part, Zeke got better at it as the season progressed, like you were talking about, Corey. But for the most part, you create a hole. He gets the 5 to 7 yards, and then who's ever there, he can't avoid that person, and he might drag that person for an extra 3 or 4 yards. But, man, I really, for Zeke and what he wanted, and he got it. He sat out, and he wanted the biggest contract in NFL history for a running back, and he got it. But that means if our offensive line gives you an opportunity, you got to be Emmett Smith. You got to be a guy that you're playing against right now. You got to be Derrick Henry. You got to be Saquon Barkley. If we give you an opportunity to make a huge game-changing play, it can't just be a first down. At your salary, it can't just be a first down.
He's got to be a home run hitter. Emmitt Smith was occasionally a home run hitter, right? Like, Emmitt Smith, he constantly plowed for yards, but that was a different style of football then.
Yeah,
at the time.
But there's plenty of highlights where Emmitt, who wasn't considered nearly as fast as Zeke, found a way to make it a 60-yard run for a touchdown.
The what about Travis Frederick?
Not anymore, unfortunately. It stinks because I would say yes, but unfortunately, I always forget how to say
the
disease.
Is he good or good with great moments?
From what I hear from Broadus is he was an average player this season. Can he get better than average after missing a season and coming back? We'll find out.
Lyell, all three of us were pretty high on him yesterday.
I think he was great.
That is an interesting one that I hadn't really considered, because he might have helped elevate some of the people around him. I might still say good with great moments, but the good thing I like about that is, unlike Tyron, who you would think is like good with great moments maybe on the downslope, maybe Lyell is good with great moments on the upswing. Here, interesting note, because obviously I think DeMarcus Lawrence is at his core a better player than Robert Quinn. But this is just an interesting note for you. People are acting like Robert Quinn has never been good. Since DeMarcus Lawrence came into the league in 2014, he's had 2 seasons with more than 8 sacks. Robert Quinn has had 3. So I don't like the idea that Robert Quinn has never been any good at football until
he paired
with DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah,
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, he also had Aaron Donald by his side. You know, like, he's had some really good defensive lines that he's worked with. All right, here's this is going to be the toughest part. Michael Gallup, potential great?
Good, yes. He's the skill position version of Lyle Collins,
his
right?
His arrow's still pointing
and
up.
And he's good with great moments. So if you told me next year, Zach Martin, Lyle Collins, and Tim Gallup are all in the mix, I'd listen to that.
Tim Collins? all right, though. Dak.
He's good with great moments.
He had some great moments during the playoff run, game against Seattle. He had some great moments.
What's weird from him is I felt like he regressed as the season went along. He played at an MVP caliber 8 weeks into the season, maybe even you could say 10 weeks into the season. And he just, for some reason, couldn't keep up that standard. Now, was it Amari Cooper dropping off tremendously for him that really hurt him? I don't know what it exactly was, but his season overall was good. If you just look at numbers and that's all you want to do, you can argue at me all the time, and you're going to win if you just want to look at numbers and you don't want to go back and watch those games and watch when he had the ball, when the drives were there, what happened here. I get it. If you just want to look at numbers, you're going to win the argument against me. But watching the games from around Thanksgiving on, he was not the same player he was those first 8 or 9 games of the season.
All right. I think Dak can be great. He's good right now.
You think he can be consistently great?
Yes. Here's my other one.
You say it like that, though.
Here's why. Do you think that Jason Garrett is a good with great moments or great coach?
Jason Garrett?
Yes.
None of those.
At best, he's average.
I think he's a subpar.
You never thought he had great moments?
No. I mean, like, I'm sure every somebody has.
Yeah, he had
great,
10 years. If you want to say out of, what's 10 times, out of 160 games, yeah, there's going to be a few games.
But other than that, I think he's subpar.
All right. What do you think of McCarthy?
He's good with
he's
a
won
great,
a Super Bowl.
Great moment. They perpetually choked in the playoffs.
Not every team wins all the time in the playoffs.
Yeah, I hate that argument, though. When you have the best team 3 times and you don't win any of those times, that's concerning.
Okay, so you think he's good with a great moment?
Yes.
I think that he's a great coach. And I think that that's going to be the difference for Dak this year and in the future of Dak's career. I think Dak can be great with the right coach to teach him the right things to see, the right things to watch for, and the right things to do.
I hope he's been right.
He's been good at it throughout his entire career. And I know people are like, yeah, but it's Aaron Rodgers. Okay, that's great. But he also had some other guys that he's worked with in his career, too, that have been successful.
And, I mean, you know how I feel about that. I think Aaron Rodgers is overrated. He also, look, I'm not only blaming Mike McCarthy. Aaron Rodgers, it's a good thing he won that Super Bowl as a wild card team. Or else he would be viewed as the biggest playoff choker of all time, including that 15-1 season where there was no stopping them from winning the Super Bowl, and they didn't make it, all right? So, look, I'm encouraged by the fact that he's won a Super Bowl. I think the frustrating part that people have around here is we've taken all types of coaches. We've taken a college coach who, you know, had won a Super Bowl in Barry Switzer, and then from there, we took another college coach. Couldn't get it done. We took a guy who was super Cowboys fan, never been a more bigger Cowboys lover in their life. He couldn't get it done. We took somebody who had won multiple Super Bowls. He couldn't get it done. We took somebody who then went on to win a Super Bowl as a coordinator with another organization. He couldn't get it done. Then we had the second longest tenured coach in the history of the franchise behind Ole Landry. He couldn't get it done. We have tried so many different options here, and they all fail. And that's what I think is frustrating to people and why they're hesitant to buy in on McCarthy. It has nothing to do with McCarthy. I don't think people are just anti-Mike McCarthy in general.
Well,
I think I'm not. Not at all. Look, you know I love the big fat person who can do big fat things. All right? I'm a big proponent of that. He won a damn Super Bowl on our home field. I love that.
That fat kid's got a great arm.
I don't think that's why people are hesitant to embrace Mike McCarthy at all.
I did have this question, though, Kevin. Mike's been talking all week about wanting to do the lawn maintenance out here at Surprise Stadium.
We were on the field this morning.
Yeah, we were on the field.
I don't know if we should announce
But I told Mike earlier, I would hate to be the guy that does the chalk lines on the box or down the foul lines, because I would screw it up.
They're so good at keeping those straight.
Yeah, they're really nice straight lines. I could never do it. Back to you, Kevin.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now all I want to see in the world is Corey just freehanding these logos out here. That is absolutely what I want to happen.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.